say it, Barbara, obviously. Are you brave?
Am I brave? I've recently consulted on a new list of famous people proposed by the BBC for films to support primary study. And the list has some old favourites in there, well, not favourites. It included figures from past and present who make and have made a positive contribution to our society and to the world society. Proposals, which I haven't got a definitive list here, Mary Anning, Pocahontas, Shakespeare, Dickens, Elizabeth Fry, Christopher Columbus, Henry VIII, Mary Queen of Scots, Nelson Mandela, Edward Jenner, Winston Churchill, Mozart, Samuel Pepys, Tanny Gray Thompson. So there's obviously a lot more scope in there for cultural diversity, but I think that with the non-prescriptive curriculum, there's a lot of freedom for teachers to consider the interests and the relevance and the attitudes of their own classes. I think I would propose the Victorian reformers, the social, because it was social justice, industrial revolution, subsequent innovations, the impact of empire and slavery, the impact of the two world wars, which is touched upon. A lot of these are touched upon already, and I think there's a lot of scope for going into the much more depth when they reach secondary school. So introduced and then carried on. Transport, clothes and homes. Chronologies is a big issue at the moment, and whether or not primary school children particularly are taught enough of chronology, have a good enough understanding of chronology. And I would like to see overarching topics such as transport, clothes, homes, taught as a topic to carry chronology, just as children currently just investigate toys in Key Stage 1, which is quite a narrow field. I think that there's a lot more scope to cover chronology. I think local personalities are essential study for primary school children. My class has studied the previous inhabitant of the school building where we used to teach. and resources available to children enable them to become more practically involved with the history. I live close to the birthplace of Edward Jenner, which would probably make him an easier topic of study than for some other people who live further afield. Also Brunel, whose SS Great Britain is in Bristol and has been voted one of the UK Museum of the Year with a great wealth of resources. I think what's relevant to the children in their local area. I think the easy bit is finding the personalities, and the challenge is for an imaginative and innovative and curious teacher to find, make or adapt resources.